As we spoke to our team this week, I really gave them a couple of goals, one of which was that our preparation and our focus be as good as it's been all year long in this, our last game of the year, even despite all the things that are going on the outside. And not knowing, obviously knowing what took place in Philadelphia last night in terms of Coach Kelly being dismissed. I always respond right away that I don't like to see anyone lose a job, but, you know, Coach Shermer is there and Coach Davis is there, and I'm sure that they'll have, after they settle things down today and midstream adjust, they'll come forth with a good week of practice and be prepared to come here to New York for a divisional game, which is a very, very important game for both of our teams, both sitting at the same record. But the Eagles feature outstanding special teams play. This is the second week in a row that I've talked to you. This time, three of their big four are located in the top six in the National Football League. They're third in punt return. They're fourth in allowing 5.1 per punt return, and they're sixth in allowing 20.7 per kickoff return. And even though they're ranked 24th in their own kickoff return at 21.6, Josh Huff, who is currently their kickoff returner, is at 24-2. Their offense is ranked 15th in the league. You know all about their outstanding players, Jason Peters, Jason Kelsey up front, Ryan Matthews, Darryl Sproles, who's getting a lot of work as an offensive player as well as a special teamer, DeMarco Murray, of course, who we know well. The wide receiver group with Jordan Matthews, Aguilar, Riley Cooper, tight end Ertz, and Sam Bradford, who in five of the last six games has had a 90-plus quarterback rating. Their defense is ranked 29th in the league. It's kind of difficult to understand that regarding the quality of their front. Their front is outstanding. Of course, it's led by Fletcher Cox, who's having an outstanding year, 63 tackles, 9.5 sacks, 20 quarterback hits. Brandon Graham at 6'5", Connor Barwin at 6 sacks, DeMarco Ryans, the Mike linebacker, and Malcolm Jenkins, the leading tackler on their team, as a strong safety who also plays nickel in their nickel team. So our goal, as I mentioned, one part of it. The other is to have all three phases, and it's been rare this year that this has happened, and I'm very disappointed in that. But all three phases play their best game, and that we not beat ourselves, and that we win the last game of the 2015 season here at home against a divisional foe. If that could happen, beating Philadelphia, we will have split with all three of our divisional foes.
Tom, how taken aback were you when you heard about Chip Kelly? I mean, there really wasn't a lot of rumblings about that at all.
No, I actually one of the guys had, that works for us had listened to Pro Football Talk or something and came in and said it, and I was, quite frankly, I was I'm not surprised by anything in this business, but that one was close.
How does that affect, I mean, you have any idea what kind of system they're going to come out in?
Oh, I think it just, they continue to play the system that they have. Why would they change? They practiced yesterday even.
Talked about addressing your team, how you didn't want to make it about you. What was your message to them this morning?
The message was the goals that I talked about right here. And where the focus should be, and that's basically the message that I left them with today.
Your situation obviously is a hard thing for them to just push aside. They obviously hear a lot about it. How confident are you that they can not focus on what's happening with you?
Well, I don't know what that question you're asking. I think, as I asked them this morning, I said, look, it's not fair. You're young men. I'm the head coach. You're the players. You know, I appreciate the sentiments. I've seen what a couple of you have gotten out of them. I appreciate the sentiments, but that's not where I want them focused this week. Basically, I said, don't worry about me or my situation. Let's prepare ourselves to play an outstanding football game and try to win a game against the Philadelphia Eagle team. And that's, I think they can, you know, hopefully when you ask those questions, they will say we are focusing on preparing for the Philadelphia Eagles and leave it at that.
Would you at all want your situation resolved before that game, or would that not be a help?
Before that game? That's not anything to do with me. I'm going to prepare myself and our team as best we can for this game, period.
Did you talk to John Mara this week?
No. Anybody else have a question that has anything to do with the game, or are we just going to?
It's more about you personally. Yeah. Like, I mean, is it hard to push aside how you feel personally
to be honest,
about uncertainty? Yes,
to be honest, this is the 16th game of the season, and that's where I'm focused on. I won't let myself go in those other directions because we have a job to do, and that's what we're going to do. And all these other issues will clear up in time and not before that. So I have no idea why the questions, I understand what you're trying to get at, but that's not my position to say that. I am preparing for this game, and it's the best I can do.
Tom, what was it like having Beckham back? Did he say anything to the team or?
Oh, no. He just attended the meetings and was very quiet, to be honest with you, and took part in everything, and so... The guys, I'm sure, welcomed him back, but he just came in, took a seat like he always does, and we went to work.
Do you expect to see anything different from him this week outside of your meetings?
I expect the fact that he's learned a great deal from this situation and that he will have taken a little bit of a addressing himself in terms of how that happened and plan on doing a better job.
Do you expect the games to sort of be, you know, them to be on like high alert with him now, officials? I mean, you saw last week, second something happened, they sort of ejected a guy. Is that
well,
something he needs
that's
to be
kind
very
of the
careful
way,
about now?
Yeah, that's kind of the way it goes in this league. I'm sure. Yeah.
Does he have to do anything differently?
He's got to conduct himself differently, yes.
Did you spoken to him?
I will today, yeah, I will. I haven't done it yet. But.
Did you at any point talk to the league about that ejection, saying that was stupid, or, I mean, you know, it was an overreaction, or...
I talked to the referee when it happened, and you could see that it was predetermined what was going to happen if one of our players did something, and we did not. Evidently, they did not see the provocation, which a lot of times they don't. I'm not blaming them for that. They don't see the first what happens first, and that's been that way for 1,000 years.
Tom, do you go into Sunday thinking you can still learn something about this team, considering circumstances that
sure,
have happened?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. I challenged them on that today, you know, to be poised, to really prepare themselves this week in the terms of overlooking all of this and to show their kind of focus, their ability to segment things, if you will, to understand what can be accomplished in this, our last game, and how they go about it, and how our practices go, and how our meetings go. The meetings were good this morning. Let's see what happens with the practice. But I'm hoping that message will come across loud and clear to me that they can concentrate and focus despite what's going on around them.
What were your how did you think Ryan did, and are you going to try and get him into this game?
Well, Ryan did very well at the end of the game. Of course, the circumstances had changed. Not that he didn't perform well. He did. He certainly did.
You have any thoughts of getting more younger players on the field maybe than even you have? Because, you know, this is an opportunity maybe to see some of them play in game action.
How many didn't you see the other night? I mean, they're all running around out there. You needed a scorecard.
Would you
like
to see guys like Ryan play more extended action?
That's not something that I'm concerned with winning the game, first and foremost.
How significant is Pierre-Paul's ankle?
He played with it last week, and I think that he will get it under control and play again this week.
Do you plan on activating Owa?
We'll see, but that's a good consideration.
What would be the if it wasn't, what would prevent that from happening? Is he, I'm saying, is he healthy enough to be?
Oh, yeah, he's healthy enough, sure. You should have asked that. You didn't ask that. You said he's healthy enough to play. Yes, he is. He's been healthy enough. He's practiced for 2 weeks.